The Texans tumble yet again at Reliance Stadium, and this Sonic game recap goes inside the locker room after the loss to the Raiders.
What happened on the last play of the game?
I messed up. I just put it like that. I messed up, so.
How did you mess up, Andre?
I just messed up.
You and Matt, everyone could see, had words at the end of the game. Can you have some thoughts about what happened there and what caused it and what happened?
No, we just exchanged some words. It's just, you know, heat of the moment. Once we came in the locker room, we talked about it, left it alone. So, I mean, I'm not worried about that. Me and Matt has played a lot of football together. And things like that happen. I mean, I think there's a lot of frustration going on, and I think that just happened because of frustration. So, like I said, I'm not worried about that. I mean, I think y'all making a big deal about it, but like I said, we talked about it, it's over with. So, I mean, it ain't matter fine. I mean, I have no problems with Matt. We played a lot of football together. And me and Matt have a good relationship, so I think y'all making a big deal out of it, really. So,
did you think it was important to say that? I mean, you said it was my fault or I messed up. Do you think it was important to say that?
I think it was important to say I messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just part of it. I mean, you know, I feel like I didn't do my part. Maybe you know, I could have made the play or something, and it would have been a different outcome. So. That's it.
We're not playing up to the level that we're capable of, and you know, there's something that has to be corrected.
When you see two of your captains go at it, I mean, I know it's part of the game. They get upset with each other. What does that do to the team?
I personally didn't see what was going on, but you know, that's the thing. We can't be bickering at each other. We've got to be able to, you know, come together no matter what, and you know, make things happen. We're just in a heated battle, and you know, things can get miscommunicated out there, and you know, it's just frustrating as competitors.
What's your frustration level at right now?
Whatever is beyond frustrated, that's where I'm at.
Was it tougher today because you guys came so close?
Like I've said before, every single loss is extremely difficult.
What was the injury with you that took you off the field
into the locker room? I don't know, something with my just a little rib or back, something like that. I don't know. It's football. You get hurt, you keep playing. That's how you do it.
You came back and were still on the sidelines for a few more plays. Any reason you didn't immediately go back in there?
They just wanted to make sure I was all right. And so.
Defensively, especially with the run game, I mean, you guys held your own today, and then but they had that one break. I think it was the 80-yarder. Was that just he got through the line and nobody there? What did you see on that play?
I mean, that's what it looked like. I mean, I haven't had a chance to check out the film, so I'm not sure.
JJ, when you see team leaders like Matt and Andre have a situation like they did out on the field, how did that affect the rest of the team?
Well, I didn't see it, so I don't know.
When you were watching the end of the game, did you get a sense that you guys were going to pull this one out?
Did you kind of feel like that was going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, that was the plan.
Jay, what's your sense of this team right now where you guys stand?
We've lost 8 games in a row, and we need to find a way to win a football game. And 8 times we've gone out there and tried to do it, and 8 times we haven't done it. So something's got to change. We got to figure something out. We have to every single week I go back and I watch the film and I try and figure out what we need to do, what we need to change. And every single week I go out confident and expecting to win. And obviously 8 times it hasn't happened.
What do you guys need to do defensively to get things back to good?
You know, we got to eliminate the big plays. We left a couple big plays out there. We got to rally to the ball a lot better. We made some missed tackles. They were able to get some yards after contact. I just feel like we just need to do better. We need to make plays. We didn't get the ball back at all for our offense today. You know, that's something you got to work on. If you want to be a great defense, you got to be able to turn over the ball.
It's tough. I feel like I should have made a play. I feel like I let the team down. It's tough.
Were you aware of that Matt and Andre had words at the end of the game? And if so, what are your thoughts about that sort of stuff?
You're in the heat of the moment. They both want to win the game. I would have had a problem if, you know, neither one of them said anything to each other. to me, I feel like, you know what I mean, maybe they wouldn't care, but they both win the game. And I feel like, you know, it's okay as long as they hash it out, you know. You know, once everything settled down, as long as they hash it out, they're just two competitors.
When Matt came in, did it feel weird, or did the offense kind of feel like it was a few weeks ago, normal? And
yeah, I mean, we were functioning. I mean, I felt like we moved the ball. I mean, we got in the red zone, put some points on the board. We just got to finish.
Does it make it more frustrating you guys get a couple yards away from your first win? And
I mean, it's been a lot of games like that. You know, it's came down to two-minute drills this season. And I don't know. I mean, everybody's hands are up in the air, and the only thing we can do is put our heads together and, you know, try and figure out what we can do, you know, to put the ball in the paint. And it's going to be a group effort to do that, and it's going to take a group effort to score next week too.
We're in a position to win the game, and we didn't come up with the play. So it's very disappointing.
Coach, you mentioned some protection issues kind of leading to the change of quarterbacks there. I mean, what was transpiring out there as far as you saw it?
I don't know anything about that. I mean, he changed quarterbacks because he felt like that was the thing to do. So,
what were your thoughts just when the move was made?
I was disappointed in the reaction of the crowd, but, I mean, it is what it is. We're there to play, and, you know, 8 came in and he gave us a chance to win.
Did that catch the team off guard, though, at all, just the timing of it and just how things were progressing?
Not really, man. I mean, I don't know if it was something that wasn't happening or did happen, but, I mean, seeing 8 come in the huddle is not anything new to me. It's been that way since I've been here, so it wasn't like a wow moment or anything like that. It was just like, okay, 8's in here now, so let's go, just like it was when Case was in there.
You've played a lot of football. Is this the most frustrated you've ever been as a competitor?
It runs right up there with the most frustrating, but I've been in a program that had to start from the bottom up and had some losing seasons and some winning seasons, so I've been through it before, but I guess I'm feeling it right now, so it feels like it's the most frustrating.